Bonjour à toutes et à tous et bienvenue sur notre web radio AIS. Je suis Adam et je vais vous accompagner tout au long de cette émission. Aujourd'hui, un programme riche, varié et plein de surprises. On démarre tout de suite avec le sommaire. On va commencer avec les informations locales, en anglais avec Eché, puis en français avec Bianca. Ensuite, Maxime prendra la place sur scène avec une chronique spéciale. Il nous racontera une incroyable découverte scientifique, la plus grande collision de trous noirs jamais observée. Après ça, placez un peu d'humour avec Lincoln et la blague du jour. Et croyez-moi, ça va voler haut avec des chicken jokes. Nous continuerons avec un jeu interactif animé par Henri, Manning et Naya. Le jeu s'appelle Guess Who's Speaking, un petit défi pour tester vos oreilles et vos connaissances. Et bien sûr, nous recevrons notre invité du jour. Sailas et Harry nous présenteront une invitée surprise qui nous parlera de son parcours et des raisons de sa présence ici à AIS. Mais bon, assez de blabla pour aujourd'hui, commençons. Place à Eché et Bianca pour les informations de AIS. Je parais que vous avez beaucoup à nous dire.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Bianca.
And I'm Eché.
Je vais te dire ce qui a changé comparé à l'année dernière.
And I'm going to tell you about the new art room and the new volleyball team.
L'ancienne classe de CM1 est maintenant la salle de Monsieur Olivier, qui est professeur de grammaire pour les middle school et les CM2. On a aussi le nouveau campus de Cassidy, qui est un bâtiment dédié à la maternelle. Les classes de CM1, de CE2 et une nouvelle salle d'art occupent les anciennes salles de maternelle.
Have you heard about the new art room? It was originally Miss Virginie, the fourth grade teacher's idea. She is an amazing artist and currently teaches art and music to the fifth graders. The room is now available to all grades and is located in one of the old maternelle rooms on the first floor of the Idelfa campus.
Nous avons deux nouveaux paniers de basket. Nous avons de nouvelles lumières dans l'auditorium parce que cela le rend plus lumineux et plus utile pour les élèves et les enseignants. Nous avons aussi plein de nouveaux matériels pour la récréation. C'est vraiment top. Voilà tout pour les changements à AIS.
Did you know we have a new volleyball team? The middle school English teacher, Miss Janet, is coaching the team, which consists of only middle school girls. They lost their first game, but showed a lot of passion and are working on getting better each day. Good luck on your next game, Lady Owls. That's all for today. Thank you. Bye.
Merci beaucoup pour toutes ces infos. Nous avons appris beaucoup de choses. Et maintenant, Maxime prend la vedette. Allez, raconte-nous ce que tu as appris.
Hi, everybody. Today I'm going to tell you about the biggest black hole collision. It was detected by LIGO, the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, on November 23, 2023. The creation of a black hole is one of the most violent events in the universe. Formed from an explosion collapse of a massive star. A black hole is a monster that consumes everything that comes too close, including light. The matter around some black holes are sources of huge amounts of electromagnetic radiation. This radiation enables us to see black holes. When two black holes collide, space itself moves. Two black holes approximately 100 and 140 solar masses, merging into one single black hole, 225 solar masses. The gravitational waves from this collision is what allowed LIGO to visualize this event.
Merci beaucoup, Maxime. Nous avons appris tellement de choses sur la plus grande collision de trous noirs au monde. L'espace, c'est vraiment trop cool.
Come to Austin International School where you can learn French, English, and Spanish.
Votre enfant peut apprendre des langues, de la science, faire du sport et beaucoup plus à cette école.
Tenemos profesores de todo el mundo, como Francia, España, México, Australia y mucho más.
Come to AIS Austin International School and sign up now.
Allez Lincoln, fais-nous rire avec tes chicken jokes.
Hi everyone, I'm Lincoln and I'm here to present the first ever Jokes of the Day segment. Today's first joke is, what is a chicken's least favorite day of the week? Friday. Now, what do you call a chicken who's afraid of everything? A chicken. I did not see that coming. Nice job, guys. Now, for the final joke. What is it called when a chicken gets chicken pox? Human pox. I think that's quite funny. Those were the jokes of the day. Goodbye.
Haha, c'était trop amusant. Merci beaucoup, Lincoln. Nous continuerons avec un jeu interactif animé par Henri avec Manning et Naya. Il est intitulé Guess Who's Speaking.
Welcome to Guess the Voice. This game is inspired by a book we are reading about Louis Braille, a man who is blind, who had to guess who the person that was speaking was without seeing them. Today, our two contestants, Manning and Naya, will be doing the exact same thing. Can you guys guess these people's names just from their voices? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, here's voice one.
Bonjour, ça va?
Do you think it's A, Leo B, B, Leo H, or C, Theo?
Leo H.
Leo H, too.
Good job, guys. You both got it right. Next voice.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
I think that's Theo.
Yes, Theo.
Once again, you both got it right. Good job, guys.
Oh.
Okay, time for voice number three.
Hi, how's it going? I'm in CE2.
Oh, that's easy. That's Rowan.
Jamie?
Ooh, Naya got it right this time. Good job.
Come on.
On to voice four.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
That's Zoya.
Dang it, I was gonna say that.
Good job, Manning. Pick up the pace, Naya.
Yeah.
Next voice.
Mecky Swish.
That's so Silas.
Great job, guys. I hope you had fun. That is the end of our game show, and I will announce the winner. It is a tie. And thank you, Adam, for having us on today's web radio. Bye.
Goodbye.
Merci beaucoup, les gars. C'était sympa.
Il y a de nouvelles boucles d'oreilles qui t'attendent. Toutes les réponses en classe. Elle te chuchote tout ce que tu as besoin de savoir pour réussir.
Hey, amigo, si quieres sacar buenas notas, compra los pendientes mágicos.
At any jewelry store around. What are you waiting for? Go buy 50% off.
Et maintenant, je laisse place à Salah Sari qui va nous interviewer une invitée spéciale.
Hello, I'm Silas.
And I'm Ari. Thank you for being here with us today.
We have some questions for you.
Okay. Could you tell us a little bit about your teaching backgrounds?
Well, I actually did not go to university to be a teacher initially. I started off my teaching experience much later on in life, but I ended up going to Vietnam, and I started my teaching background then, and then I moved on to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Now I'm here in Austin.
That's interesting.
Next, what other schools did you work at before coming to AIS?
I worked in Vietnam. I actually started off in preschool, so I started working with five-year-olds, and then I moved on to teaching fourth grade in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and now I'm still in fourth grade here in AIS.
Oh, nice. So you taught a lot of grades.
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you teach fourth grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us a little bit about what you're working right now in class?
Well, right now, so the fourth graders are going to go to West Texas in a couple of weeks. So we have been learning all about, a little bit about Texas history and sequencing events in Texas history into a timeline. So they've been working on that and doing some research.
Oh, yeah, I remember working on that in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm. Talking about that, why did you choose to come to AIS?
So I actually just moved to Austin just a few months ago, so I'm pretty new to the area. But because I have been working internationally, the first schools I looked at when moving here were international schools. So I, you know, saw an ad and put my name in, and I got chosen.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting reason.
What's your favorite thing about AIS?
I would definitely say the community and the students and all the other teachers. It's really a lovely place, and I'm very happy to be working here.
Oh, you know, I also like that part of AIS.
Mm-hmm. Okay, on to our last question. Is there something really interesting about yourself that you'd like to share with us and the public?
So I think one of the most fun things, so I ended up, what I actually went to school for was English literature and film studies. So I got my degree actually in watching movies, which is something I still like to do to this day.
Now that's cool. Thank you for your time.
We'll see you around school.
All right, thank you so much.
Merci. Maintenant, nous avons appris pas mal de choses sur Laura.
Merci beaucoup, mesdames et messieurs, de nous avoir suivis tout au long de cette émission. Merci à tous les intervenants, ainsi qu'à nos techniciens Sébastien et Audrey. J'espère que vous êtes bien amusés. J'espère également que vous aurez envie d'écouter notre prochaine émission. En tout cas, merci de nous avoir écoutés. Et à la prochaine sur la web radio des CM2B.
English, Spanish and French come together to make a new education just for your kids.
Ven a conocer el nuevo Cassidy Campus. At AIS, we have a new art room, a new library, and much more. Sign up to come check it out.
Via notre école, et tu peux avoir un jour pour voir et visiter les classes et vivre l'expérience exclusive AIS.